I didn't use a fireplace over on the mountain where I lived. I closed it up and had a heater when I left over at Cole.
Yeah.
But here, you see, it's much more advantage to us all. You see, I have heat in the wall.
Yeah, that's good.
All I have to do is just turn it up. Have three heat.
When you have a fireplace, though?
Well, you'd have to build it with wood. We always use wood in the fireplace off of the farm.
And what do you have? How does the smoke?
Well, it just goes out. It carries it. That's why the fireplace is farted. You see, that smoke don't come out that fireplace. It draws so hard, you know. It draws the smoke up. It don't come out in half.
What do you call the part of the fireplace that goes up?
Well, they always call it the mantle.
I think it's chimney.
They call it chimneys. Chimney is the right name. Some called it the mantle, you know, around the fireplace. And, you know, they call it fireboard. We all back that time. There's a fireboard over there where I come from. They don't build that so much now. Well, some do, I reckon.
Yeah.
Some do.
What about the part on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Well,
that's sort of raised up, you know?
No, it'll just move floor, pretty old floor.
Well, what do you call that in front of the fireplace?
Hearth. Okay. They always have a hearth, you know, it happened to roll down or anything, it'd come out, they called it a hearth, and it'd be as wide as that is, and as long enough, you know, to come out.
Yeah.
There's a big old fireplace over there. And my son, he put a lining in it, and he burnt coal in there, and great, before he married.
Okay, and the thing that you put the wood across on.
Well, we had the little old irons. They called them dog irons. That was kind of a funny name. And they'd come around a little, two little arms out here, you know. And then he'd come up here and have a little design, off the old ring, some of them, and some of them have a little heart. And then he'd run out a little thing here and a little prong run out there, you know, to go down and put your wood on. But a lot of them didn't have these dog irons. They just get stones and put a stone on each side and use that.
Okay.
But I had dog irons over there.
And
Roger, my oldest son's got a lot of antique stuff. He's got a whole room of antiques.
Really?
Yeah. He's got an old spinning wheel, and he's got a reel, and he's got the old hackles flax with, and he's got a kennel mower. They had to burn kennels back then for light. And then they had little old brass lamps. He's got that little old brass lamp and a little round wick. Not as big as my left thing. It's so much different now than what it was last time.
Oh, that's good. When you start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, you just use whatever kind of wood you had on the farm. If an old apple tree blowed down, we'd cut it up in the wood and burn it.
Would you call that anything special, like light wood?
Well, I burned oak wood and sugar tree and hickory, and there's all kinds of wood over there. But it cost me so much to get wood and hire somebody to cut it. I got to burning coal a lot. But my son, he'd go to sawmill and get me wood after he married and left. He'd go to the sawmill and get two big old truck loads of wood ready cut up, you know, for the stove wood.
Yeah.
And then I use a lot of it, you know, to kindle with.
Yeah, do you call that kindling there?
Call it kindling.
Okay.
Kindling your fire with.
Yeah. And you might put a big old piece of wood at the very back.
Yeah, we put it, we'd cut down trees and